My name is Bilbo Baggins.
Bagginses? What is a Bagginses, precious?
I'm a hobbit from the Shire.
Oh, we like goblinses, bats, and fishes, but we haven't tried hobbitses before.
Is there a better character than Gollum?
Isn't that precious?
This movie is set in Middle-earth 60 years before the events of The Lord of the Rings. What do you think, Brian?
Easily the most beautiful-looking movie about hairy-footed short people walking I've ever seen. There's a lot of walking in this movie. I mean, if you saw The Lord of the Rings trilogy, it's three movies based on three books. This is going to be three movies, like you said, based off one book. Because of that fact, there is a little bit too much fat on an otherwise delicious cinematic steak. They're trying to pack a lot of stuff in here, and as a result, you kind of have some storylines that take a little longer to get through. You have some people just milling about at times. Aside from that, though, it is a very fun movie to watch. It's mostly engaging, sporadically exciting. Again, with the walking, there's lots of walking. I think the first three were, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, were a little bit more superior to this, but I'm excited to see where they go. There's two more movies, so it's going to be, we still have six more hours of this story. You get everything you come to expect from a Peter Jackson Tolkien movie. You got the epic battles, exceptional acting, stunning visuals. And the other thing to note, too, is he's got a new format, 48 frames per second. Everything we've seen in movie theaters has been 24 frames per second. That's what we're used to. This makes everything sharper, more vivid, clearer, and as a result, everything looks so real that it kind of looks digitally fake.
Really?
Takes you out of the movie every now and then. For the epic battles and stuff, for the sweeping landscapes, it works, but when you're close up on somebody, it looks like you're almost watching a soap opera, because TV, digitizes stuff up too. So, very minor flaws to this, but I'm going to give it a solid B. It's a rousing epic, and I think people are going to want to go there and back again.
A lot of people said they felt a little nauseous because of the effects in the film. Did you have a problem?
I did not have a problem at all. And it's the 48 frames per second, I don't think, does that. It didn't do it to me. I mean, I think it's when you've got that handheld cam stuff where the camera's moving around a lot. That's how you get sick. This is just, it's just more clear.
Oh, interesting. I'm still going to go see it.
Yeah, it's a good movie.